Welcome to Dollars and Cents, Creating Your Fulfilled Life with Nicole Romito from Private Vista. In this podcast, we draw from years of experience as well as guest specialists to help you create the life you imagine. Join us in this journey as we enlighten and empower you to align your lifestyle to help you achieve your goals with a clear picture of your future. Now, let's get to the show.
And welcome to the Dollars and Cents podcast with Nicole Romito. Nicole, we're back for part two with Mike McCabe, which was
a really
good start to the conversation. I do want to hear more, though, however.
Well, then you're in the right place, Bill, because we got more Mike coming at you here.
I know. We dealt with the money last time. Now we got to deal with the mind this time around.
Exactly.
Right?
Exactly. And I think as we, the three of us, have discussed, the money part really is the more straightforward part.
Yep.
But when you look at the mind part, that's where I know Mike and I can share just from clients, and I think all of us can share with whether it's parents or friends or families or neighbors. It's people might not believe it, but it is easy and possible to fail at retirement. So
we don't want to do that.
We don't want to do that. And we don't want anyone else to do that. So that's where Mike and I are going to talk. And I'm going to kind of segue us in here is that, you know, looking at retirement or financial independence in today's episode, we will use the term retirement because we're talking about people who are going to actually stop working for pay. And what Mike and I have seen throughout the years is there's people who choose it. So they say, you know what, you've been telling me I have enough to sustain the lifestyle I want. We've done the whole planning process for them. I'm going to do it. So they're choosing to do it. We've also seen where it's been like forced upon them or chosen for them, whether it's through getting laid off or a reduction in force program. Maybe you get a new boss and the environment and the culture are changing. Maybe your department is being relocated to a different state and you don't want to move at this point in your life. So why don't we, Mike, I'm going to throw it over to you now. Maybe you can kind of talk through some of the things from the mind perspective.
Sure.
And you can start with whichever one you want.
No, that's fine. I think it's that the concept of what's brought you to that place, right?
Yes.
And if it's what we'll call the forced, meaning, you know, this kind of came upon you pretty suddenly. Again, it could be a variety of things. As Nicole said, health, new bosses, health issues, a new, you know, in our friends my age, you know, we're getting things like, hey, they want to put in a new software system at work. And it's like, I don't want to stick around to learn that. I'm not going to learn that. You know, so, new projects, that kind of thing.
I feel that way today, but I'm not ready to retire.
Well, we do have some of that. Me neither, but we have some of that. So it's our advice would be to be honest with yourself as far as what has you stressing, right? Because is it money? If it's not, you know, oftentimes it isn't. It's whatever else it might be. Talking through that with your spouse, your partner, maybe your kids to figure out what the issues are, right? Because for some people, there's a, you know, I don't know what I'd do with myself if I didn't work. I like the people I work with. I would miss it too much. So there's all kinds of reasons why you might be stressed out about it. And again, if it's forced, well, you know what? It's going to happen, right? You're going to be leaving your workforce. How to keep contact with your coworkers? You'll do that, right? You'll get people's emails and their phone numbers and you'll see them for lunch from time to time. So if that personal component matters a lot, don't, you know, you have to work at it a little bit, but don't give that up. And then, you know, if it's, we talked about it in the first episode, but things like insurance. Oh, I have to work because I got health insurance.
Well, yeah. How many times do we hear that?
Often. And a lot of times with those people who are pretty well off, the answer is you don't have to work for health insurance. You just have to pay more for it. Right.
Right.
Again, solvable. Right.
Mind shift. Right. You got to shift your mindset around it.
Exactly. So so if that retirement time's coming for you, again, the biggest thing is talk through it with somebody. And a lot of times it's us as the advisor trying to get to the bottom of what's really the issues. And then we can address them. Right. Because, you know, if I don't want to move, well, that means, okay, it's interesting. Now you're going to retire. Do you want to stay in your house? Is that where you want to be?
Right.
Or is it like, wait a minute, I don't have to stay in this house. I don't have a job to go to. Maybe other things open up. So I think it's kind of fun. You know, when you think about what helping people through this process, there's a buzzword in one of the books we like. It's called trying to make sure you're retiring to something. and yes. not just from something. That's just a key thing. And, you know, it could be volunteering. It could be working somewhere else at a different pace, at a different stress level. One thing I would say, too, is if you really like what you're doing and you just want to do less of it, maybe there's a place for you at your company, right? Sometimes these consulting gigs work out. Not often, not all the time, but if you don't ask, you don't find out. And I would say my last comment on this mostly is that if we've removed the money stress, then we can start working through whatever the mental stresses are. And they're just as real. But
absolutely.
If there's not a money stress behind
so.
It, yeah. But if there's not a money stress behind it, then we can usually work towards good solutions.
Yes, I agree. Yeah. And I know oftentimes I'll have clients who every year when we update their plan, we use that whatever current age they are saying, okay, if you retired this year, you know, how does it look? And I'll have clients who we have to do that for 5 years in a row before they're like, okay, I think I'm ready now. And part of it is, I think they want to just, you know, make sure the numbers are real, if you will. And because oftentimes, right, there really is no going back. But they also, too, they're like, I don't know what I'm going to do with all this time. Like, sure, I like to golf or play tennis and we've got the grandkids, but I don't want to, you know, I don't want to spend all the time I was at work on those activities.
Right. It's expanding your horizon to what it could be, you know, like. And everybody's different. Like, you know, volunteering for me is something that's important. All of a sudden that
right.
fills up time. And I could do a lot more of that if I wanted to. People that have their first grandchildren, right? Or, you know, you start getting grandkids. I'm amazed at just the stories I hear about people that you hard charging executives where you couldn't imagine that that's what they were going to spend their time on. And then all of a sudden they were doing more of it and they loved it. And then again, of course, another piece is there could be very real family issues that make it where the retirement's yeah. coming. Perhaps your spouse is ill and you got to spend more time helping him or her out. You know, kids, issues come up with kids that need help. Maybe your kids have a couple of kids and it's a lot. And then, you know, they look at you like, would you mind helping? And it could be, your answer could be, hell yeah, I'm excited to help. Or in my case, it could be, well, yeah, but not all the time.
Right, exactly. I still want to maintain my freedom and flexibility.
Right.
Yeah, I think... we've also too seen where you kind of mentioned whether it's staying on with your own company, maybe in like a part-time role or a different type of role. There could be that. We've also had clients who have said, I'm going to go, you know, I'm going to go get my yoga instructor license and I'm going to teach yoga part-time. Or they might go like to the local retail store in like the downtown area of their suburb. And it's just something where they're engaged socially. It gets them out of the house. And I know one of the things you always recommend, and I agree, is how are you going to recreate your new routine? So why don't you maybe share some thoughts or experiences you
sure.
had when you've been talking with people about that?
One thing I think that I've seen successful is folks who do have a routine, right?
Mm-hmm.
They still, you know, my wife's been retired for a few years and I applaud her. She sets that alarm clock for 7 a.m. She's up. She's going to begin her day. You know,
I will not be doing that. Bless her soul.
Well, even if it's 9, whatever. The point is to have some commitment where you've got things you're going to do. You know, during that day, you've got some goals. You know, for sure, there is this exercise in one of the books, the new retire mentality books, I thought was an interesting exercise, where it tells somebody simply spreadsheet with the columns being the days of the week and mm-hmm. the rows being the hours of the day. And it says, okay, you're not working. You've got, give me 2 weeks. What does it look like? You know, and one of my buddies jokingly wrote, you know, 6 hours a day, golf, 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 6 days a week. And then it was like, okay, that's that. And then, but for most people, it's like, yeah, what do I want to do? And again, you don't have to have it all figured out the first day, but just recognize to be open to what might come your way. And again, there's books on it. There's talking to your friends. You know, we've been doing this a long time and I've yet to meet a retiree that would say to me, many of them would say to me, and my former father-in-law was the best one. And when he said, I don't know how I ever found time to work. I'm so busy, you know?
That's
and
a success story.
Yeah. It's
I
just
love
amazing.
That.
Yeah. So, again, it's meant to be an adventure. And especially if you've got, you know, good health, God willing, you and your spouse or your partner, get out and do things. You know, if you haven't traveled a lot, maybe you want to, you know?
Right.
And,
No, I agree. And I've seen it. I think you just have to try different things. I mean, I've had a couple of clients who retired on the younger side. They were in their mid 50s and they were able to do it. And for them, because they were just working so hard, they said, "This first 6 months, Nicole, I don't want to do anything." And because they just wanted to kind of like detox, you know, chill out, just decompress, get it all out of their system. And then, you know, then they said, okay, now I have a clear mind and I can kind of start dabbling things. Like, I think a lot of our clients or people we know, they have a couple things they know that'll fill in those time blocks you mentioned, but then it's like, it's just trying different things. Which is really important because, I mean, we see it here at Private Vista, like the socialization and the relationships you have with your colleagues, you know, you're spending a lot of time with them and you do get to know them on the personal side. And that can be a big loss for people, even if they have a robust group of friends outside of the office.
Right. And easier to, you know, you kind of look at it from two different ways. If somebody's really burnt out at their job or doesn't like it, leaving's kind of easy because they're, you know what?
Yeah.
You know, the door's hitting me in the butt on the way out and I'm fine with that.
Right.
It's what we're kind of talking about more in a way is the people who really like many parts of their work, but yet it's time to step back. So how do I replace it?
And right.
It will come. Another piece I think is real important is to be open communication with your spouse and your partner. You know, we make jokes about, you know, with my wife, she's glad I keep working because she can't imagine me home all day. But, you know, working from home and COVID has kind of taught us that, well, I can be around a few days. It's not so bad, right? But so it's trying to find that right blend of, you know, what works for you guys as a couple. Because there can be a stressful time. And as Nicole's very knowledgeable about, you know, a concept called gray divorce, right? Yeah. We don't want that to happen, you know?
No, we don't. But you are right. That is the fastest growing segment of the population that is getting divorced. And for our listeners, that's, I don't agree with it, but age 50 or better. So it's a big, big part of our demographic here in the U.S. at least. And I think a lot of it is from what Mike just hit upon. It's one thing where if you have someone out of the house 8, 9, 10 hours a day, week in and week out, it changes a lot when they're around more. And I think too, even if you're happily married, you know, we've seen it where if one, I'm going to use you and Kathleen, and they definitely fall in the happily married group, as my example is, you know, like you said, Kathleen's already retired. So she has her new routine down, right? Whether it's with the grandchildren, her sports, her volunteering, whatever she's doing. And, you know, Mike, if you ever step back fully, I could see her being like, hey, what's going on here? I don't want to eat lunch with you every day, right?
Yeah. Yeah, one of our colleagues, Mary Beth McLean, has a great line with her husband. He said, "You know, I love my husband, but we don't do lunch. You know, we need to have things to do. You know, and that's I couldn't agree more. Yeah,
Me too. I will third that, if you will.
Yeah, just keep talking to each other. That's, you know, great.
Exactly.
And learn from those who've gone before you who are going through it consistently. I'm in a unique cohort in a way that." Like I say, I turned 64 a couple of months ago, and there's a group of about 14 or 15 of us from the north side, Chicago. And the first of us turned 65 last week, and the text messages start, and we're going to have this every week. So it's just interesting to watch everybody. You're not alone, I guess is my point, to what you're going through, and learn from others.
Agreed. I know I'm fortunate with my friend group. I have several friends who are older than me. And so I've been able to watch to see how they're doing it and then ask them questions. So it is great if you can actually just talk to people already in your circle to get their experience or, oh, did you have a challenge with this or how did you handle that? So,
and, you know, and honestly, people that know you well.
Yes.
If people know what makes you tick, they may say, how are you going to get by without work every day? Like, well, I was thinking the same thing, you know what I mean?
Right. Yeah.
But here's what I did to help me get through it. Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, great. Okay. Well, we are, I know you're not going to believe this, but almost to the end of our time. So I don't know if there's maybe one or two, if there was another key point or something to consider.
Just one thing in my mind would be your housing situation.
Okay, right?
As you go into retirement. Well, that idea of like, what's next for us in the house? And I say us being a couple or a spouse. You know, is it okay to downsize? Do you want to change states? You know, things, you know,
right.
Retirement really opens that up, obviously. So again, be open to it. Talk about it. Don't need to make decisions right away. But it's very interesting to see some people who haven't talked about it. And one of our colleagues has a great story about how the plan worked well. And it's like, okay, we're going to retire tomorrow and we're off to Florida. And it's like, and the spouse said, no, our grandkids are here. It's like,
yeah,
you guys haven't talked about this yet.
Right.
You know, we step out of the room. But point is, again, housing is, I think, is a real important variable, right? The size of the house, where it is. All that stuff.
I agree. And even, you know, we're all generally people are living longer and staying healthier longer as well. So if you are going to stay in the current home, you know, is it, if in the event you do decline, like, do you have, can you get everything so it's on one level? So you take stairs out of the equation. Are you going to be able to keep up with the yard work? And if you were doing your own snow shoveling and things like that. So, that may not be an issue today, but it's always good to kind of think of those things and have a plan in place in the event that they do happen. We do have a couple of resources that we recommend, and we'll put these in the show notes, but a couple of books that we share with clients and they've really enjoyed them. There's The New Retirementality by Mitch Anthony, and then Don't Retire, Rewire by Jerry Sedlar and Rick Miners. And we'll have those in the show notes for our listeners. But again, Mike, I always enjoy when you're in studio. I always know we're going to have a really fun and informative conversation. So I really appreciate you taking time out of your busy day to be here with us.
Happy to be here.
And I just want to jump in really quickly here, Nicole, before we get out, just to remind people, there is a part one. Go back and listen to it if you have not listened to it. And a lot of these things that you and Mike discussed today go a lot deeper. So, you know, if someone has listened to this podcast and they're thinking, well, they didn't talk about this or that, they can call you, they can reach out and have a conversation with you all about it. And I would encourage them to do that. If they want to do that, how do they get a hold of you, Nicole?
Yeah. So I would say I'm happy to talk to anyone, but I really think Mike's going to be the better resource in this situation. Mm-hmm. Because as he mentioned it, they're going through it personally, and then a lot of his friend groups are. So I think for real life experience, Mike's going to be your person. And you can reach him one of two ways. You can call at 312-831-4370, ask for him, and the receptionist will connect you. Or if you go to our website on the homepage, the Contact Us button, you can put your information on there, reference either this episode or part one, and we will get you in touch with Mike.
Fantastic. The other thing that you can do, ladies and gentlemen, is if you are not a subscriber, is hit the follow button. Become a subscriber. That way you will be notified every time a new episode is released and you can give those a listen. I would ask you to also give it a like, tell friends about it, let people know. Word of mouth promotions, pretty good stuff, and we would appreciate it. So until next time, I'm Bill Tucker on behalf of Nicole and everybody at My Private Vista. Thank you for taking the time to listen today, and we'll catch you next time.
Thank you for listening to the Dollars and Cents, Creating Your Fulfilled Life with Nicole Romito, sponsored by Private Vista. Visit our website at www.myprivatevista.com or give us a call at 312-831-4370. And don't forget to click the follow button to be notified when new episodes become available. Private Vista is a group comprised of investment professionals registered with Hightower Advisors, LLC, an SEC-registered investment advisor. Advisory services are offered through Hightower Advisors, LLC. This is not an offer to buy or sell securities. No investment process is free of risk, and there is no guarantee that the investment process or the investment opportunities referenced herein will be profitable. Past performance is neither indicative nor a guarantee of future results. The investment opportunities referenced herein may not be suitable for all investors. All data or other information referenced herein is from sources believed to be reliable.
any opinions, news, research, analyses, prices, or other data or information contained in this presentation is provided as general market commentary and does not constitute investment advice. Private Vista and Hightower Advisors, LLC, or any of its affiliates make no representations or warranties expressed or implied as to the accuracy or completeness of the information or for statements or errors or omissions, or results obtained from the use of this information. Private Vista and Hightower Advisors, LLC, assume no liability for action made or taken in reliance on or relating in any way to this information. The information is provided as of the date referenced. Such data and other information are subject to changes without notice. This was created for informational purposes only. The opinions expressed herein are solely those of the authors and do not represent those of Hightower Advisors, LLC, or any of its affiliates.